folding pocket.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to an emergency episode of The Fast and the Curious. Team Principal Greg James here. I've scrambled the troops. I've fired up the flares. And we have massive news in the F1 world. Christian Hugill, good evening.
Good evening, Greg James. Good evening.
This feels like a Sky Sports breaking news.
Well, Christian Hugill's in the podcast room for us now. Christian, what are you hearing?
Yes, well, Christian Hugill is in his podcast room. So what are we hearing?
The breaking news, and it's the biggest thing in Formula One for a long time, is that I think I've been pronouncing Kimi Antonelli's name wrong.
This deserves its own emergency podcast. You've been saying, and I quote, Antonelli.
Which a lot have, but it's actually Antonelli,
yeah,
we think.
Yeah, look how it's written. Antonelli. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, Adrian Newey's leaving. But anyway, Antonelli. That's significant, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It is significant because this is Italian news. So give us the potential Italian news. But let's start at the very beginning of this breaking news story and then we can speculate. So what is confirmed?
Well, nothing. Oh. As we sit and record this, nothing. However, it is being reported by Germany's Automotor and BBC Sport and a couple of other very reliable sources that Adrian Newey is going to leave Red Bull Racing. Now, I've worked a lot with Andrew Benson. He's the BBC's chief F1 writer. He's a delightful man. He is a phenomenal journalist. He's never wrong, right? He just isn't. And he says that Newey has told Red Bull that he wants to move on, and that he's been unsettled by the situation at Red Bull since Christian Horner was accused of sexual harassment and coercive, abusive behaviour by a female employee, which, of course, Christian Horner denies. Now, it's not unusual for this not to be confirmed yet. This often takes a while. It might be a day, 2 days before it's officially confirmed. Until it's officially confirmed, you could say, well, it might not happen. But Andrew Benson and BBC Sport don't tend to be wrong on these issues.
Adrian Newey is Red Bull's chief technical officer.
Yes.
If that's true, that is a huge blow for Red Bull. Can you please explain to the uninitiated the significance of this man?
Formula One is won by the team that has the best interpretation of the rules. Formula One designers could build rocket ships that could go 200, 300 miles per hour. Well, they do go 200 miles an hour, 300, 400 miles per hour if they wanted to. But there is a rule book. And the team that wins the championship is the one that sort of squeezed the most out of the rule book. And a massive part of that is your designer. And Adrian Newey is a designer by trade. And he is known as being Red Bull's own website describes him as undoubtedly the most successful designer in F1 history. And Greg, that's because, you know, it's one thing to have success in one era of a sport. But Adrian Newey arrived in Formula One, made his big name in Formula One with the Williams team in 1992 when I was one. And he won the Constructors' Championship with Williams in 92, 3, 4, 6 and 7. And the Drivers' Championship with Williams in 92, 3, 6 and 7 with Nigel Mansell, Alain Prost, Damon Hill and Jacques Villeneuve.
Names.
These are major names. And that Williams, 59 race wins at Williams, that is a legacy in itself as one of the great designers. But he's not only done it with Williams in the early 90s, he then reinvented himself and did it again with McLaren in the late 90s, winning two drivers' championships with Mika Hakkinen in 98, 99. And then has done it with Red Bull two more times, the Vettel era and the Verstappen era. This is effectively four eras of Formula One that his designs have dominated. And that is unprecedented. As Formula One has evolved, there has been one piece of consistency. And that is Adrian Newey has always been one of the best. So as we're about to approach a new era of Formula One with 2026, as we talk about our podcast on a lot, who do you want on your side? You want someone like Adrian Newey.
Wow. So he's after another adventure. Really? That's what we're saying here.
I think so. I think that I don't. Adrian's 65, which is not too old, and I don't see him, his desire. You know, he has had a bit of time where he's gone away from Formula One and still had a bit of an involvement, but done other car-y things. Because like yourself, Greg, he's not just an F1 person like I am. He's a car person. But I still don't think he's done with Formula One. And do I think he feels he's got one more adventure left in him? Yes, I do. And maybe he thought in the past that was with Red Bull. Now maybe he thinks that's with someone else.
Okay, should we speculate now? Should we gossip?
Yeah, let's wildly speculate.
So the wild speculation seems to be that he will be heading to Ferrari with Lewis Hamilton.
Mm.
Park that for a second. Does that then also mean that Max Verstappen, who I believe has a clause in his contract that he can leave if Adrian Newey leaves, does he then go somewhere else? Or am I getting really carried away with myself?
I was on the Sky Sports F1 podcast with Crofty the other day. And I said to him, you know, all the rumours about Max moving on, effectively that door's been pushed ajar by all the internal problems there surrounding Christian Horner. The departure of Helmut Marko, big name in the team, the sort of guy who's in charge of all their driver signings, Adrian Newey. And Max hasn't turned around and said, I am unequivocally staying at Red Bull. He's sort of kept his cards quite close to his chest. And for me, that's significant. And it's significant why I felt that he probably felt something like this could happen. So are you getting carried away, Greg? No, I don't think you are.
Wow.
As for Adrian, he spoke warmly about Lewis Hamilton in the past. There's almost no one in Formula One that doesn't have huge respect for Lewis and said, oh, it'd be good to work with him at some point. It's like, Greg, you'd want to work with Jimmy Anderson if you're a cricketer because he's one of the best. You know, you'd want to work with Messi in football. You want to work with Lewis Hamilton. So
I wanted to work with Hugh Gill.
Well, and I wanted to work with James, and that's why it's a match made in podcast matrimony. Anyway, so because Adrian has spoke warmly about Lewis, and Lewis is obviously making this big move, that's where those rumours have come from. It's sort of people putting two and two together. Adrian said, obviously Ferrari are great, obviously Lewis is great. Nobody slags off Ferrari, nobody slags off Lewis. And also, I do think there's the romance of it, in the sense that Ferrari are the sleeping giants. They haven't won a driver's championship since 2007 with Kimi Raikkonen.
Wow.
So Lewis will probably want to do what Fernando Alonso and Sebastian Vettel haven't done and win a championship with them. So again, does Adrian Newey think, I can be part of this dynasty? And what a sort of cherry on the icing on the cake of a wonderful career to say, I helped Ferrari win a world championship. He probably wouldn't care if it was Lewis or Charles. I want to bring him back. So there's logic there.
My head is spinning here. There's what was my earlier point I was going to say? There is something so interesting to me about sports teams, and whether it be TV channels or streaming platforms or radio stations, sometimes there's a whiff. It's just a whiff, isn't there? Like it just starts to stink a little bit. And it feels like there's a bit of a whiff around Red Bull. And that's so interesting because they are so clearly the best team. They have the best car. And yet there's a perception problem. There's an image problem. It doesn't all feel well. And then suddenly Ferrari looks so strong and exciting. And there's just these perception shifts. So I could totally see why Lewis wants to go there. You could totally see why Adrian would want to go there. Is it also mad, Christian, wild conspiracy theorist over here, that Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton are the Ferrari drivers and Adrian Newey is the designer?
What, you're saying could Max go to Ferrari?
Yeah, why not? Would that be mad?
Yes, because they've committed long-term to Leclerc.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to get this super team of Verstappen, Hamilton.
Okay.
And Newey. I think Charles Leclerc is going nowhere at Ferrari.
But surely, if you're Ferrari, you've got Lewis Hamilton, you'd also move heaven and earth to get hold of Max Verstappen, no?
I think they believe in Leclerc too much to do that. I also don't think Max and Lewis are going to work well together. I think you've got to put your money on one of the two. And I think Ferrari have done that with Lewis. I think they've gone all out to sign Lewis. I don't see them being in a team together. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't think Adrian Newey's going to mind too much because, you know, Nigel Mansell, Alain Prost, Damon Hill, Jacques Villeneuve, Mika Häkkinen, Sebastian Vettel, Max Verstappen. He's won titles with plenty of drivers. He might fancy adding another driver to that list, another great. So that might be part of it for Adrian Newey.
And he's never won it with Ferrari, obviously. Neither has Lewis Hamilton. And that is seen, no matter how much you love Mercedes, no matter how much you love Red Bull or McLaren, Ferrari is the team, isn't it? That's the car. While we're on the Ferrari hype, shall we hear from Betty Glover, who is out and about, amazingly, coincidentally, maybe she's part of the deal, in Italy.
Hey guys, yeah, I am in Italy. I don't know if you can tell by the, there's some blue sky above me, actually. But a couple of hours ago, I flew into Bologna Airport, which is the closest airport to Maranello, which is obviously where Ferrari's headquarters are. Now, according to sources, a lot of people are saying that Adrian Newey has been spotted at Bologna Airport quite a few times very, very recently. And I don't want to jump to conclusions, but that is very interesting news because it basically means that it is sort of supporting theories that he could be going to Ferrari next season, which is, oh my God, so exciting. This is ridiculous. Ferrari next season is going to be ridiculous. Someone get Fred Vasseur a medal immediately if he pulls this off. If he's got Lewis Hamilton and Adrian Newey there next season. Unbelievable. Anyway, in true transfer deadline day style, I thought on a day off, because I am actually working here, I could go to Maranello, hide in a bush with some binoculars maybe, and I'll report back if I manage to see anything slightly interesting. I am yet to spot Adrian Newey in Bologna Airport, obviously. Also, whilst I'm here, I am on the hunt to try and find some Charles Leclerc ice cream, because you can only get that in Italy, and apparently it is very good. So, that's probably more important. So I'm going to go find the ice cream. Anyway, see you soon.
A fantastic report from from the Fast and the Curious's Betty Glover, who is more concerned with finding Charles Leclerc and his ice cream than she is with trying to find the news that Adrian Newey might be going to Ferrari. But look, that's ridiculous that he's just been spotted in Bologna.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, last week this was all over the internet, and there's plenty of reasons why he could be in a major European airport. I didn't necessarily put two and two together like a lot did. But, and we still, by the way, we still don't know. Let's be honest, you don't necessarily have to go to a place to have a meeting now, so we still don't know that's what he was doing. But
no, but it's a ridiculous coincidence that Bologna is the closest airport to Maranello, which is the home of Ferrari.
Absolutely, it seems so silly. Absolutely mad that wouldn't be the case.
If it's not Ferrari, is there another place that could be luring Adrian Newey in? I'm just going to say the word Audi.
I don't see him going to Audi.
Because they're coming in 2026, aren't they?
Yes. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. But there are two factors which I think will determine Adrian's next move. The first is money. I'm not saying he's entirely financially motivated, but when you're as successful and as revolutionary as Adrian Newey, you come at a cost. And how deep are your pockets? The owners of Ferrari and the owners of Aston Martin have very deep pockets, probably deeper than Audi at this stage.
Mm.
So that's why I think those two are the most likely. Another reason, and I've seen a lot on TikTok about McLaren, because obviously there's a lot of British McLaren fans with Lando. He's been at McLaren before. Here's why I don't think he's going to go to McLaren. A, he's already done it. He's already had success at McLaren. So maybe he'll want a new team on his CV. But B, those 2026 engine regulations that I mentioned, it's very helpful to have your own engine, which Ferrari do. They design their own engine. So they will be able to design the chassis and the engine in perfect synergy. Ferrari have that. Mercedes have that. Aston Martin will have that because they will have Honda exclusively for them. Alpine have that. That is the Renault team, effectively. Now, yes, Audi have that. but I'm not sure they have deep enough pockets. Red Bull have that because they have Ford on their side. Obviously, he's leaving Red Bull. But McLaren don't. They are a Mercedes customer. Mm. They're buying that engine. And I think when you're Adrian Newey, that's a restriction because you're having to get someone else's engine, bolt it into your car, and that brings certain restrictions on your design. So I see him going to a team that's got their own engine. And I think probably the only two teams that could afford that are Aston and Ferrari. However, Greg, stranger things have happened in terms of both Hamilton leaving and now Adrian Newey leaving. Could he go to Audi? God, stranger things have happened. He could shock everyone. We've been shocked twice before. So it's not impossible. I think it's Ferrari the favourites, followed by Aston for me.
Fantastic storm of drama happening in this sport over the last few months. So and weirdly interlinked as well. So the Ferrari move, Hamilton.
Yeah.
The Horner debacle. Newey leaving. Unsettles everything. Mercedes unsettled now. It just needs one piece of that puzzle to go, and then suddenly everyone seems to be scrambling around.
And that, you know, the whole, anyone who's followed this podcast since day one, you know, the premise of our podcast has been me explaining to you and Betty why I've always loved this sport. And this is one of the reasons, because, yeah, we're not in a golden era of title battles because the racing's pretty good, but obviously Max is winning. But something like this happens a lot in F1. There's always something off track, possibly not this seismic in terms of the, you know, Hamilton news, the greatest driver in history going to the most successful team in history, and Adrian Newey, the greatest designer in history. But there's always off track drama. There's the characters, the people, the politics, the bosses, the money. This is a massive part of Formula One, and it's why there's still new fans pouring into the sport, even though we've got the same guy winning 90% of the races.
And people coming back. My good friend Tom, who is the producer of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, messaged me 10 minutes ago saying, oh my God, if it's Newey and Hamilton at Ferrari, I'm watching again.
And it does tend to, it's a really good point from Tom, because it does tend to suck people back in. We shouldn't underestimate how big this news is, because he's, again, when I remember us doing the Lewis Hamilton podcast with Will Buxton, and we said they don't come bigger than Lewis Hamilton. Well, Formula One's a team sport, and that's, again, why I love it. So you do hear people beating F1 with, oh, well, they should all be in the same car. Well, then you don't get any of this. This is why we love F1. It's a different sport to categories that everyone's in the same thing. It's a different ball game. So, you know, he's the Lewis Hamilton of design. He's huge. He's the biggest name ever. And as I say, just to have that relentless success from era to era to era, to have won a championship in 1992 with Nigel Mansell and have to won one in 2023 with Max Verstappen, it's astonishing.
Okay, before we wrap up this emergency episode, it's got everybody talking. That's why this is fun. That's when sport is so fun, when everyone is laser focused and it bursts out the bubble and people are just suddenly go, oh, gossip, we love it.
It's the drama, Mick. We just love it.
It is. Let's have a look at some of the comments on the Fast and Curious Instagram. Just I'll pick a few at random because it is popping off over there.
It's popped off, is it?
Yeah. So how about this one from Alex? This made me laugh. He says, if Newey goes to Ferrari, Fred Vasseur would have achieved the funniest thing ever twice in the space of 2 months.
Yes. And I love that our, by the way, our listeners are amazing. Because as I say,
very funny.
Appreciating the funny side of it. It's very funny.
It is funny. But this sport is one of the funniest sports ever.
Oh.
I think that's one of the reasons I love it. Because it's such nonsense. It's so absurd.
Brilliant. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people are just saying Ferrari. One final throw of the dice for him. What else have we got? Back to Williams, please. Daddy Vowels and Newey.
Daddy so, Vowels.
Says Tom.
I like Daddy Vowels.
Lots of popcorn emojis.
yeah, I bet they're on.
Nat said, sensing an emergency podcast. You were absolutely right.
Here we are, Nat.
Lots of smiling Lewis Hamilton memes. Hope he hasn't been bought off by Stroll, says Kirsten. Could be. We did mention that he could go to Aston.
As I said about the deep pockets, Mr. Stroll has those pockets.
Hugo says, this is bigger than any other driver move. That's an interesting point. I guess that is. As you said, he's the Lewis Hamilton of designers.
Yeah, I sort of said it. Yeah, he's not. I mean, he's it's as big as Lewis, isn't it?
So some amazing comments on there. You can join in with the conversation on Fast Curious Pod on Instagram and TikTok. There's lots of fun stuff being discussed over there. So there's a very happy community waiting for you to join in.
Just while you're on as the team principal, can I plug my TikTok? Is that allowed?
Christian is also on TikTok.
What's my username?
You can find it. People know how to find things. They're not thick. Or my mum.
Christian Hugill.
Yep, they would have guessed that.
Well, they might not know who I am.
Let's leave the podcast on the image of Christian Horner driving that Red Bull round the circuit on his own. which is where we're headed.
Yeah.
Where he also has to jump out and change all four tyres.
Yeah. Design it himself, write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Design it himself. Jump on the pit wall, give a little bit of strategy. Okay. Exciting days and weeks ahead. We will keep you up to date on everything on The Fast and the Curious. Make sure you come back. Thanks for listening and watching. Follow us on the social media channels. Christian has his hand up.
Well, I should just say,
oh, yeah,
we'll be
you?
Back soon with an episode we recorded before all this happened. Mm. So for the usual Fast and Curious nonsense, where we've got some brilliant stuff coming up, some very funny stuff as well. Guess the Dinky Driver, the man who designed Alex Albon's panda helmet, all the stuff you'd expect from us. Stay tuned, subscribe. That's all coming as normal. So all the usual Fast and Curious stuff's coming. Then I'm going to be in Miami, which we'll talk about, obviously. You know, when people do like the news moves in, like when there's breaking news and Coronation Street gets moved, that's what's happened here. The regularly scheduled Fast and Curious will follow, you know, in the change to advertised listings. So this is just an emergency episode. There's a proper Fast and Curious coming where there's all the nonsense.
The emergency episode is about to end, but the emergency within the sport is just beginning.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we should end it there.
You like that?
That's great.
Yeah, we'll just cut it there.